I will leave the subject here.
So, we have seen that eyes and wings are certainly not irreducibly complex. But what is more interesting than these particular examples is the general lesson we should draw. The fact that so many people have been dead wrong over these obvious cases should serve to warn us of other examples that are less obvious, such as the cellular and biochemical cases now being touted by those creationists who shelter under the politically expedient euphemism of intelligent design theorists. We have a cautionary tale here, and it is telling us this. Do not just declare things to be irreducibly complex. The chances are that you haven't looked carefully enough at the details or thought carefully enough about them. On the other hand, we on the science side must not be too dogmatically confident. Maybe there is something out there in nature that really does preclude, by its genuinely irreducible complexity, the smooth gradient of Mount Improbable. The creationists are right that if genuinely irreducible complexity could be properly demonstrated, it would wreck Darwin's theory. Darwin himself said as much.
If it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down. But I can find no such case.
Darwin could find no such case, and nor has anybody since Darwin's time, despite strenuous, indeed desperate efforts. Many candidates for this holy grail of creationism have been proposed. None has stood up to analysis.
In any case, even though genuinely irreducible complexity would wreck Darwin's theory if it were ever found, who is to say that it wouldn't wreck the intelligent design theory as well? Indeed, it already has wrecked the intelligent design theory, for, as I keep saying and will say again, however little we know about God, the one thing we can be sure of is that he would have to be very, very complex, and presumably irreducibly so. The worship of gaps. Searching for particular examples of irreducible complexity is a fundamentally unscientific way to proceed, a special case of arguing from present ignorance. It appeals to the same faulty logic as the God of the Gap strategy condemned by the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Creationists eagerly seek a gap in present-day knowledge or understanding. If an apparent gap is found, it is assumed that God, by default, must fill it. What worries thoughtful theologians such as Bonhoeffer is that gaps shrink as science advances, and God is threatened with eventually having nothing to do and nowhere to hide. What worries scientists is something else. It is an essential part of the scientific enterprise to admit ignorance, even to exult in ignorance, as a challenge to future conquests. As my friend Matt Ridley has written,
most scientists are bored by what they have already discovered. It is ignorance that drives them on.
Mystics exult in mystery and want it to stay mysterious. Scientists exult in mystery for a different reason. It gives them something to do. More generally, as I shall repeat in Chapter 8, one of the truly bad effects of religion is that it teaches us that it is a virtue to be satisfied with not understanding. Admissions of ignorance and temporary mystification are vital to good science. It is therefore unfortunate, to say the least, that the main strategy of creation propagandists is the negative one of seeking out gaps in scientific knowledge and claiming to fill them with intelligent design by default. The following is hypothetical but entirely typical. A creationist speaking.
The elbow joint of the lesser spotted weasel frog is irreducibly complex. No part of it would do any good at all until the whole was assembled. Bet you can't think of a way in which the weasel frog's elbow could have evolved by slow, gradual degrees.
If the scientist fails to give an immediate and comprehensive answer, the creationist draws a default conclusion.
Right then, the alternative theory, intelligent design, wins by default.
Notice the biased logic. If theory A fails in some particular, theory B must be right. Needless to say, the argument is not applied the other way around. We are encouraged to leap to the default theory without even looking to see whether it fails in the very same particular as the theory it is alleged to replace. Intelligent design, ID, is granted a get-out-of-jail-free card, a charmed immunity to the rigorous demands made of evolution. But my present point is that the creationist ploy undermines the scientist's natural, indeed necessary, rejoicing in temporary uncertainty. For purely political reasons, today's scientist might hesitate before saying,